Welcome back to another episode of Paradox Box, where we unwrap political paradoxes and think right through them. I'm your host, Lev Martyr. Let's begin.
Today, I offer you the paradox of the people's ignorance. A representative government both rests on it and struggles with it. Every election cycle, political commentators and other people decry the ignorance of the people. Will they notice? Did they see? Why are they not more informed? Only 20% of the people are aware of how the educational policies changed in the last few years. Even fewer people have been paying attention to this or that scandal. But are people even supposed to know any of this information? Don't we elect representatives to get into all of those details so that we don't have to? They represent, we sit back. They hash out the details, we sit back. They decide, and we usually sit back. And here lies the paradox of the people's ignorance. The ignorant people are necessary to legitimate their own representation, but they're excluded from participation by virtue of their ignorance. The people's ignorance is the bedrock of representative government. It's enough and it's necessary for that. When it comes to participation, sorry, you the people are too ignorant. That's why we have representative government. Go vote, you ignorant people. The paradox, of course, turns on the ability of the incompetent people to even legitimate authority competently. How can the incompetent people make competent decisions? Given the complexity of legal, scientific, political, economic, regional, national processes, and increasing specialization, people must practice both ignorance and specialized competence while leaving or handing over what they choose to not know to those who have supposed competence in those areas. This, however, doesn't do away with the paradox. The ignorance supporting representative government is the same ignorance that excludes the people from participation. Some scholars have suggested knowledge tests for those who want to vote. And to what end? To deprive people of their luxury of ignoring what other people care so much about? Is knowledge or ignorance a luxury? For Annabelle, a single mother who's working two jobs to make ends meet, and all she needs is to be forced to learn about the central bank's approach to inflation, the policy options when it comes to dealing with the opioid or immigration crisis, and foreign relations. Is this the way out of the paradox? Fracturing the bedrock of representative government? On the one hand, think about Annabelle the next time you scold the general public, those who you think should know more, or are critical of yourself for that matter. And at the same time, getting more comfortable with the idea that representative government rests on the ignorance of the people does little to do away with the paradox.
The wrapping is off, the paradox is out, and now in your capable hands. I'm your host, Lev Martyr, and you can find this and hopefully more episodes of the Paradox Box in video and podcast formats, and support my work through Patreon.